Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, musculoskeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
The story is the sale this Saturday at Kohl's. It's Kohl's biggest shopping event of the season. Get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only. Like all juniors and young men's sewn urban pipeline jeans and pants, just $16.99. Famous Maker bras, just $13.99. Take an extra 10% off all dress and casual shoes, already 20 to 50% off. Video games for PlayStation and Xbox, just $8.99 and $15.99. Remember, if the sale fits, wear it. Fits your wallet, schedule, style.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Hurricane Charley hit Florida's central coast with 145 mile per hour winds at its core after strengthening to a dangerous Category 4 storm. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without power. Two people are dead in traffic accidents. President Bush declared a major disaster area, making federal money available to Charlotte, Lee, Manatee, and Sarasota counties. Projected damage estimates could exceed $15 billion. Charley is supposed to cross Florida in a northerly direction and strike the Daytona Beach area in the Atlantic coast, where it could then regain strength over water. Rain totaling 4 to 8 inches is expected along Charley's path. Sobering economic news from the Bush administration. The trade deficit has climbed to just under $56 billion. That number, according to our government, is an all-time high. Soaring energy costs were tempered by a big drop in food costs. The Labor Department Producer Price Index increased 0.1%. Food costs fell 1.6% in July, the largest one-month decline in over 2 years. Energy prices soared 2.3%, marking the largest gain in 6 months. Treasury Secretary John Snow attributed the increased deficit to a global economic slowdown. Democratic presidential nominee Kerry said that rising trade deficit is an indictment of the current administration's trade policies. Problems for New Jersey's Governor Jim McGreevy continue to mount. Since announcing his sexual orientation as a gay American and resigning his office, McGreevy now faces a possible sexual harassment suit by Golan Seipel, New Jersey's one-time Homeland Security head. Alan Lowy, Seipel's attorney, says his client was subject to repeated sexual advances.
Our only goal was to obtain justice. In fact, it was Mr. McGreevy's representatives who, without provocation, offered a sum of money to make my client go away. But money was never the ultimate goal in my client's search for justice.
In a related development, New Jersey Republicans called on McGreevy to leave office immediately rather than wait until November 15th. Two groups have lost their bids for permits to protest in Central Park 2 days before the Republican convention. The Anti-War Answer Coalition and the National Council of Arab Americans say they were unfairly denied permits for an August 28th rally. Both groups have filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court of Manhattan. Another group, the United for Peace and Justice, has also threatened to sue after it was denied a permit to stage an August 29th rally in Central Park just before the start of the convention, scheduled for August 30th through September 2nd. Four up and four down for the enemy combatants held at Guantanamo Bay. Navy Secretary Gordon England says they have had their hearings and all four have been reaffirmed as enemy combatants. The four detainees must now wait 1 year before challenging their status. The military reviews are set up by the Pentagon in response to a Supreme Court decision that allows detainees to challenge their imprisonment in federal court. I'm Mike Piazza, Air America Radio News.
At 10, 9 Central Sunday on Lifetime, in the world of investigations, there's no better way than the Zoe way. Joni Fisher is Zoe in Wildcard.
That's right.
Sunday on an all-new Wildcard. The ice is hot.
In the world of diamonds, bigger is better.
But the thief is even hotter.
Did you have sex with her?
Will Zoe's case hit the deep freeze when her partner falls for their prime suspect?
I did not have sex with that woman.
Wildcard at 10, 9 Central Sunday, only on Lifetime.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. And you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to any car or home stereo, all for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Laura Flanders.
Iraqis are talking about a civilian massacre worse than My Lai. Soldiers report spiraling rates of post-traumatic stress. On the Laura Flanders Show, we'll hear from reporters on the ground in Najaf and from veterans who've just returned from the war Washington wants us to forget. We'll also talk with a former CIA officer in Lebanon about how the agency created Al-Qaeda and spend an hour with Jonathan Brook. All that on the Laura Flanders Show on Air America Radio.
It's Friday. Thank you for joining us. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Phone number here is 866-303-2270 if you would like to join in. By the way, if you have heard a topic on any Air America Radio program this week that piqued your curiosity or your interest and you didn't get a chance to talk about it with the program host, whether it was Randy or Al Franken or Janine. Well, they've been running reruns this week, right? I think so. But anyway, if you heard something that that you wanted to comment on and your call just didn't make it on the air, you can bring it to this program, okay? We all work on the same team. And the number again is 866-303-2270. We have a couple of first-person accounts tonight and a poem. We do. The poem we're going to bring you in about 20 minutes, I guess. About 33 past the hour. About 25 minutes we're going to bring you the poem. It was written by Jim Turr out of New Mexico. Titled, My Pet Goat. Now, I put that on the Air America website that I was going to do this tonight, and I got an email from a woman in one of the countries in South America. I'm drawing a blank now. Uruguay? Maybe it was Uruguay. And she wanted to know, you know, is it normal for a president of the United States to be reading My Pet Goat when your country is under attack? And of course, I had to answer. I had to write her back. And this is a poem. It's not the book. Oh, well, you'll see. So we have a couple of first-person things tonight that I want to share with you. Today, was it today? Yes, it was today. In Beaverton, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland, A couple of hundred protesters showed up at Beaverton Southridge High School, where Too Stupid to Be President held a so-called town hall-style meeting with supporters. Now, the key word there is supporters. CBS News Tonight demonstrated how difficult it is for anyone who is not a brown shirt or, you know, a Sieg Heil-type Bush supporter to get into these rallies. So it was very interesting. And plus, one of our first-person accounts, and I think we're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner, is about somebody who tried to get into one of these. Well, you'll see. He's a veteran. Anyway, in Beaverton, a chain-link fence and police in riot gear separated the protesters from the school where Bush was going through his gibberish. The protesters were criticizing Bush's handling of the war in Iraq and the economy. Oh, yeah, well, those are two critical issues. We don't want Bush to be able to hear any criticism of that, do we? Now, this group of protesters, according to the AP, gathered at the same time that thousands of people were lining up in downtown Portland for a public rally for the next president of the United States, Senator John Kerry. Some of the protesters at the Bush event said they would have rather been at the Kerry rally, but they thought it was important to protest Bush. Well, good for you folks who did that. But there's a picture from one of the television stations out there, and I can't. The picture's very small here. Channel 6. Okay, that's good enough. And it was at noon today. It was 73 degrees in Beaverton. It's all right here in this little picture. And you can see police in riot gear. I mean, these guys look like, I don't know, like something out of Star Wars. Heavy, heavy bulletproof vests and what's that stuff, Kathy, that everything's made out of? Kevlar. And, you know, the thigh-high combat boots and just armed to the teeth. Who are these people? Who is this? Beaverton police? Is this Portland police? What the hell is wrong with you people, huh? You Portland police officers, that you allow yourself to be turned into mechanistic whores like this for a neo-Nazi like George Bush. What is it with you police?
We're following orders.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Friend of mine, who's going to remain nameless. Have I got time to do this? Yeah, okay. Mike, sent this to me. Mike, since before he stole the last election, I knew that W was not the man for the Oval Office. I spoke up a bit, but not much. Things were good. How much harm could he do? After today, I've never been so sure of anything in my life as I am that he must not be allowed to steal another election. John Kerry has stated lately that this is the most important election in our lifetime. Until today, I thought that was hyperbole, that would eventually sink his campaign. Today, when I heard it on a news story, I realized why John Kerry uses the line. It is a lifeline he's throwing, a life preserver to those who have been eaten up and spit out of Bush's economy. It's his way of telling those people that now is the time, Kerry's way. If things don't change this time around, it's going to spell doom for a good long while. It all came crashing home today. My mother has been living on a small inheritance she had from her parents, by no means amount of money. She lives modestly in a duplex and rents the other side out to cover the home's tax bill. She drives a 1998 Ford van, and by most accounts, she's very frugal. She herself would say cheap. No name brands for her. Best deals only, you know, those off-brand stuff. When I called her today to ask if she had seen the photos of the new house my wife and I have recently purchased, all she could muster was a ho-hum affirmation that, yeah, the pictures had arrived. She told me today that the price of the bank stock that is the centerpiece of her financial life has been devastated in past months. The prices have fallen, and she has seen over 50% of her accumulated wealth disappear, poof, into thin air. She's been in this situation before. When I was a child, my parents owned a restaurant. And one night after work, my parents' business partner said that he would take the day's deposits to the bank. He went to the bank, but he made a withdrawal. He took every dime out of the account. The restaurant folded, and my parents had to file bankruptcy. It took many years for Mom and Dad to crawl out of the hole they were thrown into by that selfish man. Looking back, I understand my parents' relationship better. Being older, I can see that when you have everything you ever worked for taken away by a man who didn't care about anyone but himself, it has an effect on how you deal with people. It affects your ability to trust. It eventually led to their divorce. Mom is a bit older and on disability. She's a former Teamster and a bit ornery. She isn't going to take this lying down, and I was so proud listening to her on the phone today tell me that she was going to what she was going to do and how she was going to bounce back again. I was in awe of her strength. But she is older now. More years behind her, of course, than ahead of her, and unless things turn around in a big way right away, I'm afraid her sunny optimism and steely resolve may flounder. She won't have time to make up lost ground. We need to do something now. John Kerry is right. This is the most important election of our lives, and this time I can do something to help her back on her feet after being thrown to the ground by a thug who would rather give tax breaks to millionaires instead of creating policies to help working people, like my mom and the millions like her. I'm going to make sure that this bully has limited access to hurting more people. John Kerry has to win, Mike, and restore the promise of America for my mom. This is the most important election of my children's lifetime, too, and they don't even know it. They're 7 and 3. If we don't look out for them now, they will never forgive us when they are older. Your friend, blank. Yeah. I hear you, partner. I've got one of those little kids, too, now, you know. That's, you know, I've got 5 grown children, and for the most part, they're surviving. Some of them, a couple of them are married. One's divorced. Well, actually, 2 are divorced. One is engaged. And it's a constant struggle. But now I have this little one, right? If you have a little one, and that gives me pause. I mean, it does. You know, when Kathy and I talked for 7, 8 years about having a baby, before we actually did, it was like, think about this. You know, think about this. But I'm not going to be defeated either. You know, our having this baby is my affirmation in the future. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. And I'm going to spend a little time here before we take your phone calls. Be patient with me talking about this horrendous situation in Iraq. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Congratulations, George. Well, it's all bought and paid for. The history books will have to write you in. Or maybe you can pass the law so the rest of us can all see how the man with fewer votes wins.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating, -2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating, 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? The battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
1 minute. To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're this generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm like...
That's that goofy, happy thing. Always makes me think of some sort of a clockwork. 21 past the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. It's beginning to come very clear what the Bush crime family is doing in Iraq. They're trying to provoke Armageddon. What they are trying to do is bring about global meltdown. These people, the religious conservatives, the Christian religious conservatives who own and control the Republican Party now, honestly believe in their fevered snake-handling brains that all they have to do is start a slaughter that is global in its nature and religious in its main aspect, and that Jesus will look down from their heaven that they've constructed and find favor with all the blood and the gore and will return. After, of course, rapturing these thugs into this hellish place that they call heaven. And I'm not trying to be cute here. These people believe this. Everybody from Tom DeLay to Hastert to Bush to Ashcroft, they all believe that they are the generation chosen to, light a match in the sandal of Jesus Christ and give him a hot foot so that he will come stomping down to earth, rapturing these freaks into heaven. They are trying, with the situation in Iraq, the neoconservatives, these religious monsters who run this country, are trying to take us into a religious war that will make the Crusades of a millennium ago look like child's play. As weird as they were back then, the slaughter and the impaling and the crucifixions and the... But that's the only thing I can come up with as to what the Bush crime family is doing in Iraq. Oh, I know, it's oil. But that could be the cover story. These people make Osama bin Laden's religiosity look quiet. Arabs around, Muslims around the world and Arabs throughout the Middle East are calling for the utter and absolute destruction of America. Oh, I know what you're going to say. We've heard this before. But this time, the leaders of 25 million Muslims in India are calling for the destruction of America because of what the Bush crime family is doing. India? Now, there's information all over the place. Islam Online. As Arabs called for an immediate halt to sweeping U.S. offensives in the holy city of Najaf, law experts underline that such offensives, under the pretext of confronting Muqtada Sadr's army militia, are classified as genocide, according to the recognized rules of international law. The Arab League and the Egyptian government are voicing their concern. The head of the 22-member pan-Arab body urged, quote, all the warring parties to immediately halt military operations underway in Najaf in order to allow the evacuation of the dead and the wounded. Shiite Muslims around the New York Times. The American military's advance into the holy city of Najaf to crush a Shiite rebel uprising aroused anger and frustration among Shiite Muslims abroad. Many are blaming the U.S. for what they describe as an intentional and brutal humiliation by an occupying force that will provoke outrage if the holy shrines are destroyed. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry said American occupiers have shown that they are not committed to any morality, and their recent attacks reveal their face, which is hidden behind their false claims of democracy. In India, where there are about 27 million Shiites, I'm sorry, did I say 25? 27 million clerics and prominent Shiites said they had organized anti-American demonstrations and are accusing the United States of deliberately endangering holy sites in Najaf, Karbala, and other Iraqi holy places. The president of the All India Shia Conference said this is a very grave situation for the sentiments of Shia community anywhere in the world. We will oppose this in whatever manner we can. And then something telling by a Shia religious leader in Kashmir. He said the Americans were totally hell-bent on destroying the Muslim sacred places. He said, quote, even in the earlier war of Christians and Muslims, nobody touched our religious places. Do you know what he's talking about, the earlier war? He's going back to what, Kathy, the 12th and 13th centuries. That, to the Muslims, is the earlier war. 800 years ago, CNN, Shiite and interim Iraqi government leaders began ceasefire talks Friday with the forces of Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in Najaf. Sources said the fighting died down while discussions are held with officials on Islam's holy day when Friday prayers and sermons filled mosques across the land. Interior Minister Falah al-Nakib of Iraq said, quote, we will not allow any foreign forces to enter the shrine of Imam Ali. Reuters. Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr vowed to stay in his Najaf stronghold until victory or death. Sadr was defiant toward what he called the dictatorial interim government trying to negotiate an end to the standoff. He told fighters holed up in the city's sacred Imam Ali shrine, I advise the dictatorial agent government to resign. I will not leave this holy city. While his fighters chanted, no, no to America. Oh, man. Thousands of Iranians. This is from also from Reuters. Thousands of Iranians protest U.S. actions in Iraq. Are you seeing this on your television sets, huh, Truth Seeker? I haven't. I've seen more about this damn hurricane. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about the hurricane in South Florida. Whoop! Hey, a hurricane in South Florida in August. Boy, there's a story. Thousands of Iranians take to the streets. 10,000 people in Bahrain take to the streets shouting death to America, death to Israel. And Iraqi police say no, they're not going to arrest Ahmad Shalabi. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
The new Prime Minister of India is, Mass destruction.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right. Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at AirAmericaRadio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and wear the air.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please.
Air America's Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
You know, Chuck drives like an old grandpa car.
What do you mean?
Well, not an old grandpa car, but it's like a 94 Montero. And so he rented a fast, slick mobile to go to Boston. I drove around with him in it.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So he was the belle of the ball, by the way. Leagues of firemen are like, Chuck D, giant strapping fireman. I'm like, okay. There's like 80 strapping firemen surrounding Chuck D. And I sleep alone. So annoyed.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Promote the leadership that is willing to condemn terror at the same time work toward the betterment of the lives of the Palestinian people.
What? What? All right. an email here. Where'd it go? Where did the email go? Here it is here. This is from a listener referring to my theory that the Bush crime family members actually want to bring a global war, a religious war, to tickle the feet of Jesus, to make him come back. My correspondent writes, Mike, it's sad to say, but you're right. As a former evangelical Assembly of God minister, I know. I cry as I write this. They're just so stupid. George from Maryland. P.S. Pat Robertson said yesterday that we should bomb their shrines. Okay, yeah, it's getting a little heavy in here, so let us pause for just a moment, if you'll allow me to do so. And I want to share with you a poem. My Pet Goat. Is this what Bush was reading, Kathy, when he sat there for 7 minutes while this country was under attack? He sat there like the stupid, cowardly little man that he is and didn't know what to do. My Pet Goat by Jim Turr. I'm sure you've heard tales of a train or a boat, but please let me tell you about my pet goat. He's funny and frisky. Let me start over. I'm sure you've heard tales of a train or a boat, but please let me tell you about my pet goat. He's funny and frisky and jumps when he walks, but what's really strange is that my pet goat talks. Your goat really talks? But of course, yes, indeed, and his words are great treasures. You really should heed. He speaks with the wisdom of prophets of old. You are getting so sleepy, and you'll do what you're told. As I was saying, my pet goat's a riot. You're feeling relaxed, and the room's getting quiet. One look at his face, and you'll see so wise. Yes, look at this picture and stare in his eyes. Now, don't you doze off, George. The cameras are on. The children look up to you, forthright and strong, full of self-confidence, bursting with pride. They cannot tell that you're empty inside. But my pet goat knows, and he'll show you the way. He's shrewd, self-assured, and won't lead you astray. So just keep on reading. Don't let your eyes glaze. Don't sit there and drool with a blank, empty gaze. We need you to lead us to freedom from fear. You'll guide us to triumph in less than a year. We'll tell you exactly what you need to say to bring us together on Victory Day. The Fox TV watchers will cheer you along. We'll play them the tune, and they'll sing us the song. The rapture. The glory in heaven anew. Now wake up! Wake up! The world's eyes are on you. That is scary as hell. Jim Turr, who has a website, BlueCanyon2@NewMexico.com, numeral 2, BlueCanyon2@NewMexico.com. He said, also, check out TelKerry.com, TelKerry.com. Jim Turr has too damn many websites. Oh, well, that's the poem, My Pet Goat. It's scary. That's a scary poem. Huh? You're getting sleepy, and you'll do what you're told. As I was just saying, my pet goat's a riot. You're feeling relaxed, and the room's getting quiet. He is taking us into Armageddon, isn't he? We have to peacefully and legally remove him from office. Is there anybody who doesn't understand that Bush wants a holy war, that Bush wants the Gog and Magog, is that how you pronounce that mythical stuff, to happen? The forces, you know, the some of these crazy evangelicals told us in the 50s and 60s and 70s that, you know, was it Gog or Magog was at the Soviet Union. Oh, the Soviet Union's going to eat us up. Ah! And the Soviet Union collapsed. No, it didn't. Ronald Reagan destroyed it. No, he didn't. So now they have the perfect, you know, godless communism. Sure, it was godless. Godless communism, that's no threat. But Islam, the Muslim faith, to these evangelical Christians who lust after blood and death and destruction because to them, the benign, loving Jesus Christ will look down on the slaughter and the guts and the eyeballs and the broken bodies and the war and the destruction and say, oh, I find favor with this. It's time for me to return to earth and take care of my wonderful Christian children. Oh, my God. Some of you people wonder why I despise religion. All right. Nick is calling from Warsaw, Ohio. We'll take a few phone calls here so I can get my sanity back. Nick, welcome to the program.
How you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir.
How much time do I got? I wanted to sing you a song tonight.
Well, if it's not a long song, we can cover it.
Okay. Well, you were doing some stuff with Wires last night, and I had to write a song about Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, you know, with all these people coming out of the closet, I wish she would. But go ahead.
Turn on the TV, click, click, click. Watch Ann Coulter do her tricks. Conservative ends she will push with force. With that lump inside her shorts. Yo, ho, ho, who would blow any right-wing talk show host? Give her some airtime and bare your butt. Watch little Annie pucker up. When a debate turns vile and crass, look for Ann Coulter's bony ass. She gets in a mood to menstruate, then pumps out venom and words of hate. Yo ho ho, remember this, you're half the man Ann Coulter is. She makes her living stomping on those who fought the Viet Cong. If you are wounded in a war, Ann will maim you a little more. She'll question your integrity for leaving your limbs with the enemy. Yo ho ho, we adore the queen of the right-wing media whores, ridiculing veteran stumps and pulling facts from her craggy rump.
Okay, that was good. I hope we're still on the air, Nick. that's a good song. You're a great songwriter. I just wish that you would come out with an album, you know, of all the songs that, for people who are not familiar with Nick, he used to sing songs for us on our old program, and he just started doing it again on the new program. That's good, Nick.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks, Nick.
See you later.
All right, sir. You have a nice weekend. We have a lot of creativity that tunes into this program. Bruce is calling from Cali, California. Hey, Bruce. Welcome to the program.
Well, hey, Mike. You are a wonderful host. Got to give it to you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Hey, I was going to tell you a couple things. First of all, I ran across a website that I really need to share.
Okay.
It basically it documents and proves that George Bush didn't show up for his military training. And it uses the computer codes that were on the pay stub records and all these other things.
Right, right.
To do things. And I'd like to give the website, it's www.glcq.com.
GLCQ.com?
Correct. And then / fraud.htm.
Fraud.htm. Okay. Give it again.
Okay. www.glcq.com/fraud.htm.
Okay. All right. We I'll take a look at it, and I'm sure
thousands
of are already dialing it up right now.
I hope so. I hope so. This is something that I hope billions of people see. One of the interesting lines in this website is that even more mysterious is the fact that all of the documents in Bush's personnel file that are related to the time he'd spent in Alabama are concerned with the things that did not happen.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And in addition to the authorization for substitute training, well, that's the you know, kind of goes on. But I mean, it's interesting that all of the documentation that he has in the file is concerned with things that did not happen.
I don't think anybody who is rational at this point, Bruce, has any doubt that Too Stupid to Be President did not show up. He was cashiered. I'm sure someplace, the record destroyed now, lost his commission that he wasn't entitled to begin with. You know, when he took the a pilot's training test, he placed in the 25th percentile.
I know that.
You know, if I thought the people fighting for this country when this country is under attack were in the 25th percentile, I would be a little bit nervous. But I think it's clear he was a drug user. He was a very bad drug user, cocaine user, and in addition to being a drunk, and he could not pass his physical. So he just didn't bother taking it. And finally, after enough of this crap, even though his father was George Herbert Walker Bush, the military decided they'd have had enough of this punk and gave him a less than honorable discharge and kicked his ass out. Now, we all know that when George was running for president, his record in Texas and his record wherever it existed, the Department of Defense, whatever, was totally expunged. It's all gone now. It's down the memory hole. Winston Smith is taking care of it. It no longer exists. So anything that people can come up with.
Well, this site. What's interesting about this site is when you recommend it or show it to anybody else is that there's no vicious hype. There's no except for the opening line about AWOL. Basically, it's all
right.
Documentation.
That's good.
It refers to the Air Force sections of the code, the military code that that covered when training was allowed to occur, and interprets that based on the pay rates and the codes that were stamped on the bottom of the pay records. They broke those codes down. And, it's just it's an amazing thing because, one thing I could give you real quickly, and if you give me just 1 second, that's conclusions. The conclusions that were, the conclusions of this document were really interesting. And I'm trying to find it real quick.
That's all right.
Whole section.
Yeah,
it is. If you don't mind, and I can give it to you real quick.
Okay, very quick, because we're almost out of time.
I'll do it real fast. One, the training for which he was credited could not have been authorized in advance under Air Force policy. Two, if the training had...
Wait, hold that for a second, because we have to take a break here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, just stick around, and I'll come back to you right after this break, okay?
He must despise all the what fors and whys, the way he lies and he lies and he lies.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead, bipartisan smartass Will Durst, comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at motherjones.com.
The folks from Off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get. and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meet Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Before the hour, back to Bruce in California. Go ahead, Bruce. Wrap it up for me.
Okay, this is the conclusions of this. If you don't mind, I'd like to repeat the website.
Sure, go ahead.
It's www.glcq.com /fraud.htm.
All right.
And the conclusions of this document are, and there's six of them. The evidence that Bush never received the authorization necessary for him to receive pay for training is overwhelming. One, the training for which he was credited could not have been authorized in advance under Air Force policy, shows the dates, and they had to have been authorized in advance, and there's rules that limit it to 15 days
right.
in advance, and he got them 60 days in advance and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Item two, if the training had been authorized in advance, Bush would have been paid for the training that was accomplished within 5 weeks of performing the training. This did not happen for the substitute training. Looked at the pay records and the dates of the pay records and whatnot, and it shows mm-hmm. that it does not coincide. Three, Bush trained on weekdays in Alabama, yet the record shows the Alabama went by the book when it came to such substitute training and only authorized Bush to perform substitute training for UTAs, that's his meetings, mm-hmm. guard meetings, when the 187th was scheduled, which is only on a weekend. So, in other words, his
right.
records say he trained on a weekday, when in fact the only time they trained was on a weekend.
Right, and I want people to go to this website you gave and check it all out. It's more effective, I think, when people see it for themselves.
Right.
And I don't think there's any doubt for anyone who still has the ability to think clearly or rationally in this country, and that's not too many of us left, who would not agree that Bush is a liar. He
Mike,
was a,
you don't realize,
he was a deserter.
I don't think you recognize, though. I honestly don't think that you're recognizing that most people are not as political as the people that are listening to your station.
No, I do. I do.
And
I recognize
guys out there that are watching ESPN and
sure.
Got,
no.
50,000 cable channels and all they get is sound bites.
Right. I understand that. No, I harp on that practically every night. The political ignorance in this country is incredible. That's why I said I don't think anyone who can still think rationally would doubt that George W. Bush went AWOL in the strictest definition of that term, and in a looser definition, was a deserter during a time that this country was in an undeclared war, but a war nonetheless.
Right.
And, it eventually has to come out. I don't know that it will. But anyway, I appreciate you giving us a website, Bruce. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. And thanks for the forum. And you do a wonderful job. You get a great way of verbalizing. You really do.
Well, thanks. You take care. Have a good weekend. John is calling from Portland, Oregon, probably not far from Beaverton, where that anti-Bush demo occurred today and the pro-Kerry demo in Portland. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Well, I live in Beaverton, and my wife was working. We worked two jobs together, and she couldn't get away to see Senator Kerry today, but she had to put up with the traffic jam that W's motorcade had in our little town.
Uh-huh.
But I was able to, I'm a veteran, so I was able to get up really close to the stage. I actually got to shake John's hand after the event was over, and it was just a very amazing scene that was out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. Imagine trying to get that close to Bush.
Oh, it couldn't happen. And that's the beauty of the whole thing is that, I think it was one of the congressmen who was up there saying is that George Bush is playing a calculated game of follow the leader and, you know, Kerry being the leader. And that this is the only, you know, if there was going to be a rally like that at Waterfront Park today and George Walker Bush was going to be speaking, there would be 40,000 protesters and maybe 10,000 supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a positive speech. You know, a couple of nights ago, I was listening to your program, and I was just right there with you. Like, why aren't they responding? Why aren't they smacking these guys back with these lies and innuendos? But I think deep down now, after this speech, I walked away from it, and I felt like he is already healing our country. He is already putting the mechanisms in place so that when he does win this election, there isn't this great divide. Because if some reason by some act of the universe turning upside down and Bush does win again, mm-hmm. we are going to have the most divisive country and times that the United States has ever had.
And well, I think it could be worse than that. I don't know what I mean by that. I don't know if I mean fighting in the streets. I don't know if I mean an attempt after 200 some years to do what Thomas Jefferson said to do, that the Tree of Liberty periodically needs to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, or something to that effect. You know, Kathy read the Beaverton speech transcript. And she says that the questions from the audience were totally scripted. It was disgusting. The questions were completely designed to highlight Bush's platform and denigrate Kerry. She told me earlier today she especially liked the spontaneous question where audience member asked Bush to pray for Oregon because he didn't have many churches and Bush is a godly man, or the vet who dissed Kerry's two purple hearts for self-inflicted scratches. You know, the more this kind of stuff happens, I didn't think I had the capacity to be disgusted with this man any more than I already am, this man being Bush. But it's amazing to me every day, whether it's People of Color United running these stupid-ass commercials on so-called black radio stations informing the listeners that Kerry is white, or these scummy Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. I don't care what the organization is. They all operate under the umbrella of George W. Bush and Karl Rove and the rest of these fundamentalists who want to destroy the world so Jesus will come back. And it's amazing to me I have the capacity to continue to hate them and loathe them and see them as a threat to my three-week-old baby daughter, not to mention my grown kids. Hey, John, I have to leave it there.
I'm right there with you. Thanks for the call. I got a 2-year-old, and I'm fighting for him, too, Mike.
There you go. Thank you, John.
Okay,
thanks,
take care.
Thanks for checking in. Have a good weekend. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back. Coming up in the next half hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Stick around. It's a chiller. It really is. You're listening to Air America Radio.
The Story is the sale this Saturday at Kohl's. It's Kohl's biggest shopping event of the season. Get great early bird specials from 7 a.m. to noon only, like all juniors and young men's sew and urban pipeline jeans and pants, just $16.99. Famous Mega bras, just $13.99. Take an extra 10% off all dress and casual shoes, already 20 to 50% off. Video games for PlayStation and Xbox, just $8.99 and $15.99. Remember, if the sale fits, wear it.
Kohl's.
Fit your wallet, schedule, style.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Hurricane Charley hit Florida's central Gulf Coast with 145-mile-per-hour winds at its core after strengthening to a dangerous Category 4 storm. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses are without power. 2 people are dead in traffic-related accidents. President Bush declared Florida a major disaster area, making federal money available to Charlotte, Lee, Manatee, and Sarasota counties. Projected damage estimates could exceed $15 billion. Charley is supposed to cross Florida in a northerly direction and strike the Daytona Beach area on the Atlantic coast, where it could then regain strength over water. Rain totaling 4 to 8 inches is expected along Charley's path. Sobering economic news from the Bush administration. The trade deficit has climbed to just under $56 billion. That number, according to our government, is an all-time high. Soaring energy costs were tempered by a big drop in food costs. The Labor Department Producer Price Index increased 0.1%. Food costs fell 1.6% in July, the largest one-month decline in over 2 years. Energy prices soared 2.3%, marking the largest gain in 6 months. Treasury Secretary John Snow attributed the increased deficit to a global economic slowdown. Democratic presidential nominee Kerry said the rising trade deficit is an indictment of the current administration's trade policies. John Kerry out on the campaign trail today in Springfield, Oregon. Kerry says America's middle class is being unfairly affected by the Bush administration's attitude toward our allies.
Because of the way we've behaved in Iraq, and because we've pushed our allies to our side, and because we're not doing the kinds of things necessary to build a global effort with respect to terror, the instability adds about $10 to the barrel for the price of oil. That hurts your jobs. That hurts your wallet. That reduces your choices for college and your choices in your life.
More fallout from New Jersey governor's resignation. The one-time McGreevy appointee is charging the governor with sexual harassment. Golan Seipel, the man McGreevy referred to in his resignation speech, says McGreevy is now conducting a smear campaign against him. Speaking on the condition of anonymity, 2 sources close to McGreevy said Seipel threatened McGreevy with a sexual harassment suit unless he paid him millions of dollars. The FBI is now investigating the alleged threats. New Jersey Republicans wasted no time jumping on the situation, calling for McGreevy to immediately step down rather than wait until November 15th, the date McGreevy has set for the transfer of power. 2 groups have lost their bids for permits to protest in Central Park 2 days before the Republican convention. The Anti-War Answer Coalition and the National Council of Arab Americans say they were unfairly denied a permit for an August 28th rally. Both groups have filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Manhattan. Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Get out of debt and get on with your life. Call 1-800-676-9541. Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Learn how to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One services are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So if you're ready to get out of debt and get on with your life, call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. Call for Care One Credit Counseling Services at 1-800-676-9541. That's 1-800-676-9541.
Get to Goodyear's Pit Stop Tire Sale, now through August 28th, and save on Goodyear tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 cash card. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 cash card, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Stop and get your Goodyears today, and race in to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in cash card offer ends August 28th.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
He smirks, he cusses, and he fractures the English language. Yes, he's our president, but not for too much longer, we hope. Lately, he's been acting even wackier than usual, and the rumor mill in Washington has it that he's coming unhinged. I'm Mike Papantonio, and this Saturday on Ring of Fire, we'll travel inside the scary mind of George Bush. It is a scary trip, but we'll be in good company with psychoanalyst Dr. Justin Frank and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen. Join us on Ring of Fire this Saturday morning on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. The phone number here once more, 866-303-2270. I realize if you dial it, you're just going to get a busy signal, and we're coming back to your calls momentarily. The Newsweek magazine, Michael Isikoff and Mark Hosenball have a piece in the current issue of Newsweek, and it was sent to me by Steve in Middleton, Massachusetts. And he suggests that listeners call their Democratic members of Congress and request that they vote against the Porter Goss nomination. And the main reason, I mean, here it is. According to Newsweek, Porter Goss, Bush's nominee to head the CIA, recently introduced legislation back on June 16th, as a matter of fact, that would give the president new authority to direct CIA agents to conduct law enforcement operations inside the United States, including arresting citizens, American citizens. Now, I read the article. It doesn't mention anything about posse comitatus, the act that prohibits any federal police from operating in the United States. What about the FBI, Mike? The FBI is they are involved in interstate crimes and kidnappings and stuff like that. But as far as what Porter Goss is suggesting here is, well, the language that until now has not gotten any public attention. But in the Goss bill, it would redefine the authority of the Director of Central Intelligence in such a way as to substantially alter, if not overturn, a 57-year-old ban on the CIA conducting operations inside the United States. Now, remember some of you remember the Church Committee hearings back in the early 70s, where it turned out that the CIA had been violating the law and conducting operations against protest groups, anti-war groups, student groups, black liberation groups, all sorts of groups in this country. And, you know, Frank Church's committee exposed all this. The conservatives still diss Frank Church because of what he revealed. But what Goss wants to do is to give Bush the power to order investigations, arrest, detention of anybody in this country. It's astonishing. Jeffrey Smith, who served as general counsel of the CIA between 1995 and 1996, told Newsweek, quote, "This language would have allowed Nixon to authorize the CIA to bug the Democratic National Committee headquarters. I can't imagine," Smith says, "what Porter has in mind." Well, now, Goss himself would not comment to Newsweek about this. In his bill, Goss wants to give the Director of Central Intelligence and a newly empowered CIA what he calls flexibility, if directed by the president, to oversee and even conduct whatever domestic intelligence and law enforcement operations might be needed to combat the terrorism threat. You know, like if you and five of your friends got together in one of your friends' basements and cracked open a bottle of tequila and sat back and said, you know, Bush is really, fill in the blank. And the CIA heard about it. Well, you all could be charged with conspiracy to overthrow the government. Now, people in the know inside Washington, those are usually congressional staffers, they say, hey, look, Goss is going to be confirmed. Because Democrats don't want to appear overly obstructionist on a matter that might be portrayed as central to national security. Do you understand this? This is why I twist myself into contortions to remain a Democrat. It's just unbelievable. All the Senate Democrats have lined up and said, yep, well, we're going to confirm him because, you know, we don't want to piss anybody off. We don't want the American public to see us as obstructionists. We understand what Porter Goss wants to do. And, you know, we're Democrats, and we sure do believe in freedom and justice and the rule of law. But, once again, Bush has got our backs to the wall. So, okay, we're not going to oppose. We're going to go along with this. A dozen Senate Democrats suggested this week they will not oppose Bush's nomination of Goss. But they did vow to use his confirmation hearings to amplify their concerns over fatal intelligence failures under this administration. Ooh! That's according to the New York Times. Ooh! Big, brave Democrats! Who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee, huh? Who's on that committee? You know who's on it. You know the people on that committee. Oh, well, we're not going to oppose Goss because, Lord have mercy, we're terrified of George W. Bush. We don't want... Remember, we had FBI agents come in here and question us. Ooh, we're scared to death. He wants to unleash the CIA on American citizens. Ooh, that's not a good thing, but, you know, we're not going to say anything because we are, what does Bart Kopp call us? We are pink tutu Democrats. Damn you, Democrats. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you. Whose country is this? Where is the spine, the backbone? What is wrong with the Democratic Party? Senator Pat Roberts, the Kansas Republican, who is chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said he expected to open the confirmation hearings the first week in September, and he also predicted that Mr. Goss will be confirmed. None of the Senate Democrats disputed that prediction. In fact, no Democratic senator declared an intention to oppose the nomination outright. Oh, man. We Democrats, we liberals, we progressives, wonder how the country got into this position with this stumble-bum, drunk, coke-using freak, religious fanatic in the White House, because the Democratic Party leadership refuses to fight back. The Democrats said that if they opposed the Goss nomination, they expected that the White House would cast them as obstructionists who were delaying prosecution of the war on terror. They said they learned that lesson the hard way. In 2002, the Democrats opposed a proposal to eliminate some protections for employees of the Department of Homeland Security. And you know what happened? Republicans took that as an opening to portray certain Democrats as opposed to protecting the nation. For example, one of those Democrats was Max Cleland of Georgia. You see, the Republicans ran a television commercial showing pictures of Mr. Cleland and Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein and said, Mr. Cleland voted against the president's vital homeland security efforts 11 times. And damn, Mr. Cleland lost his seat. Ooh, ooh. They've got a Trump card on us, a top Senate Democratic aide said of the Republicans. And the reality is that despite all the intelligence problems with the White House, well, we do need a CIA director. God. Jeremy Rosner, a Democratic pollster who served on the National Security Council staff under Clinton, said the Democrats had better issues to take before the public than the Goss nomination. Mr. Rosner said, there are better fights to pick. This is relatively obscure to the main event, which referring to the war in Iraq. So, you know, it's all right. You know, Democrats are being good little dogs. They're being good little lapdogs. Tom Daschle, shame on you. Nancy Pelosi, shame on you. Ted Kennedy, shame on you. Joe Biden, shame on you. Rockefeller, shame on you. Shame on every one of you. How can you sit there and do this and still claim you're a Democrat? You're quislings. You are freaks and cowards. Fight this man. Who in the hell is going to do it if the Democratic Party leadership won't do it? John Kerry has his ass out there every single day taking shots from people like Swift Boat Veterans for the Truth. Come on, Kennedy. Come on, Pelosi. Come on, you people. Do something. In the name of God, do something.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Past the hour, man, it sends me over the edge. No matter what Bush does, my Democratic Party acts like the party of absolute cowards, and I'm talking especially in the Senate and the House. I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I know that gives great fodder to Nader supporters who say, well, Mike, what do you expect? You know, Ralph has been saying it for, three or four election cycles. There's no difference between these people. And I refuse to believe that. Of course, that may identify me as a total jackass, just a total ignorant fool, that I refuse to accept that. I don't know what it is about the Democrats that that they allow, they won't even step out and make statements. And in the meantime, John Kerry is going around the country trying to get himself elected trying to get the Democratic Party in control at least of at least one branch of the government on the federal level. And the Senate Democrats, who could be providing him with tremendous cover, the Senate Democrats could be just ripping Bush a new body orifice, metaphorically speaking. They could be demonstrating how venal this administration is, what their filthy tricks are over and over and over again. Oh, yeah, I know. A couple of times, the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee have said, oh, well, this guy that you've sent up, now this one is a real piece of human waste. We're not going to confirm him. And then they confirm him. But Porter Goss, oh my God! Here's a man that wants to unleash. He introduced legislation. This has nothing to do with his duties as the head of the CIA. This was something he did as a representative from Florida.
Hey, let me introduce some legislation here to turn 57 years on its ass and allow out-of-control CIA thugs under the direction of a psychopathic drug user like George Bush to investigate, harass, intimidate, and arrest U.S. citizens.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And what do the Democrats say?
Well, you know, I don't think we're going to do anything.
Well, what about the bit that Michael Moore revealed that this jack-legged freak said he even said he's himself? I'm not qualified.
I don't think we're going to do anything.
What does it take? So, you know, here I sit, there you sit. You know, we get together here at night and, I talk, you talk, we go over this stuff. We don't have any power. You don't have any power. I don't have any power. We just sit here like, hey, damn, look what they're doing now. Ah, let me pull out some of my remaining hair. Ah, let me pull out some more. Ah. And you sit there going, well, you know, I'm going to have another beer here, but I love to hear Mike just go crazy because, you know, that eases the tension inside of me. And what do you do? Nothing. What do I do? Nothing. Oh, I know. We'll go vote on November 2nd, and then our votes will be stolen, right? Here in Georgia, we don't have any choice. We touch the little screen, beep, and the little vote goes in, beep, boop, and then it's counted, beep, boop, beep. Maybe. If it's not changed. Beep, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. What's wrong with the Democratic Party leadership? Oh, my God, I'm tired asking that question. Are you? Well, we know Porter Goss is an incipient fascist. No, he's not a fascist. He's like, he wants to do to the United States what the KGB did to the Russian, the Soviet population in the Cold War. Right? Disappear people, gulag people, question people. You're an enemy of the state. We would like to see you. You can bring yourself in, take the trolley, and come down. It's the big, dark building on the corner with no windows. Come in for questioning, or we will come and get you. Do you understand, citizen? That's what Porter Goss wants to do. I mean, I'm not making stuff up here. This is not hyperbole. This is not stretching the truth. This is what he wants to do. For God's sake, that ass-kissing Michael Isikoff wrote it in Newsweek. A guy who was willing to publish any rumor he could get his filthy hands on about Bill Clinton and about all the women who Bill Clinton harassed and handled and fondled and touched. Michael Isikoff, who shows up on some of the Sunday talk shows, a smarmy little dog, even he's written this. Now, guess what? Guess what? Porter Goss wants to do... Well, let me tell you something. Michael Isikoff, you'll be one of the first, dude, to feel the lash. It's astonishing, isn't it? It just goes on and on. It just goes on and on. The voting for the USA Patriot Act. Was ever any piece of fascist legislation misnamed worse than that one? Right? Huh? Who wants to vote against that? One Democrat? Feingold? Now Porter Goss.
Well, we don't, you know, we really do. We Senate Democrats, we really do think he's, you know, lower than snake droppings in a wagon rut. But you know what? we're gonna vote to confirm him anyway. We don't care. You know, I'll tell you what we care about. We care about being reelected. That's what we care about. No matter who's president, we'll have a job. Screw it, right?
Your calls when we come back. If you're on hold, stick around. I just get crazy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is Air America Radio.
At home saying, what could I do? Remember the community starts with you.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the streets and start raising some hell.
Hold on.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for t-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America radio gear. Wear the air.
Bills, bills, bills. Paying my bills. Adding, subtracting. Ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill. Fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check. Put it in the envelope. Lick it. Flip. Out of stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull.
be great.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Ritz Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. This Saturday on the Best of Morning Sedition, it's Liberal Palooza in the studio with soul-coughing lead singer Mike Doty. Also, Time Magazine's Michael Ware finally left a rock, and once you hear what he's got to say, you won't blame him. Plus, our interview with Bin Laden. Carmen Bin Laden. Admit it, that sounded pretty cool for a second. Join me and Mark Riley on Saturday for the Best of Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Seven before the hour. Okay, Timmy is calling from Miami. Let's do some phone calls here. Timmy is calling from Miami. Timmy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great.
I got to tell you, you're great. You just explained why some people really like listening to you because you save us from so many strokes. And thank you for that. Earlier you were talking about some cops in riot gear. Where was that?
That was in Beaverton, Oregon, outside of Portland today when Bush was there, and there were just a couple of hundred, according to, I think, Channel 6 out there, a couple hundred people, but it was protesting across the street behind barbed wire or chain link fence or whatever, and they had to bring out the jackbooted police to protect Mr. Bush from a protest sign, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, I was at the Miami protests against the FTAA. And it was a sight there. I mean, it was armies of riot police. It was downright scary. It did not look like America at all. And I emailed you an article from the New York Metro, which is a conversation between Norman Mailer and his son.
Oh, I said, yeah, I saw that. Right before the program, I started reading it. I got about a third of the way through it and had to do the show. I will read it over the weekend, though.
Oh, okay. I just think it's really important for the people that are going to protest in New York that they should read that article, and they should just know that the Republicans are dying to make this out to be as the most radical wing of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I also read something even more frightening, which is it's in the NewScientist.com. I saw it quite a while ago about a new weapon that is being readied for sale to military police in U.S. and Europe. It's a sweeping stun gun that targets a whole crowd at once.
Oh. and what does it do? It just electrocutes everybody?
Basically. It's like a stun gun, you know, that you see. A normal stun gun is one person on one other person. This is one person to a crowd. It somehow, like, vaporizes the air or somehow uses the air to transmit the electricity.
You know, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen at the demonstrations when the American Nazi Party holds its convention in New York, formerly known as the Republicans. I really am. People who legitimately and correctly despise what this administration has done to this country in 4 years, I don't know how people can contain it. I've been to a couple of demonstrations prior to the war. Not the war, prior to the invasion, attack,
right,
and murder of thousands of Iraqi civilians. And it was as orderly as any demonstration I've ever been to. I've also been to demonstrations back in the 60s and 70s that got out of control and tear gas and heads being crunched and so on and so forth. But I am concerned. The city of New York is denying permits to people. Trying to force people onto West Side Highway. You know, West Side Highway, what is it, four lanes of concrete.
Right.
On the one side, you've got water. On the other side, you have neighborhoods and buildings. Trying to force people into that situation where you cannot congregate and hear a speaker. Denying people access to Central Park. Okay, so to tear up the grass. Oh, bat squeeze. It will not tear up the grass. You know, what they
and they won't even give them water.
Oh, I know. And Portable John's forcing people into a situation like this. Now, I am concerned. I still believe, yeah, I just checked. I do still believe in peaceful transition of government in this country. I still believe in that. I still believe that that's what separates us from just about any other country on the planet, really. I mean, even other English-speaking nations or industrialized nations or non-English-speaking nations have a tendency, some of them, to really resort to violence to change a government. Now, I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing. Sometimes violence, it might be necessary. Dear God, this is America. We were born in violence. But,
I agree with you. But it's got to be one way or the other. Like, it's got to be, you know, all or nothing. Like, if every one of the protesters went to violence and really, you know, just went at Bush with everything, you know,
but I can't see. I know, but I can't do it.
I know. I don't think that's going to happen.
In 1968, I was living in Tampa, Florida, and I turned on television, such as it was back in 1968, the night of the riots in Chicago, and I sat there and cried like a baby.
Yeah.
And the woman I was married to at the time, I woke her up and I said, "Look at this. Look at this. You're not going to believe this." And I mean, it was astonishing. I thought this is the end of my country. What I saw the night in Chicago in 1968. Okay, that was then. Here we are, 35 years later, 36 years later, and if the protests in D.C. during the Republican convention turn into anything even remotely resembling what happened in Chicago in 1968, this country immediately goes into lockdown. This country immediately goes under a state of emergency. This country immediately goes under martial law. And if that doesn't happen, every single network in the country, every single television network, every single television station will do a number on the rest of the American public about, look, this is what Mr. Bush is up against.
Exactly.
So
you know they'll have, you know that the Republican Party will have people undercover as protesters because they did it in Miami.
Well, trying to incite.
Exactly, I
do believe that the Republicans are going to have agents provocateurs loose in the in the crowd, trying to incite trouble, trying to bring a crackdown. Now, having said that, you know, I'm worried that violence may occur and what that could result in. On the other hand, you know, the part of me that still wants to beat somebody's ass, frankly, is just so frustrated because look what the Republicans did in Florida when people were trying to count the votes, pounding on the doors and threatening people. And you know, nobody said, oh, call out the National Guard.
Right.
You know, let's have martial law. But I don't know what to do. I hope that the people who go to protest these Nazis during the Republican convention, I hope somehow they find a transcendent place to put their souls so that they can march down the streets and chant and protest and get it on the news media around the world and put the fear of God into the Bush crime family, but not do anything that could result in a police riot.
That's exactly what we need.
That's exactly what we need.
Keep just touching on that until we get to the protest, because I think it's something that needs to be put out there.
I think so. Timmy, thanks for checking in.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir.
Take care.
Nice evening. That does worry me. You know, you want to do like did y'all see this, the gangs in New York? You know, that's what you want to do, right? There's a part of you that wants to do that. Remember in the opening, what was it, Kathy, the first reel, where they get together for that huge fight on the snow? Oh, my God, how horrible was that? That was awful. Wasn't it? And I remember watching that thinking, You know, we this is so sick. But I remember sitting in that dark theater thinking, what if you had 1,500 fire-breathing progressive Democrats on one side of that five-point section in New York with their clubs and pole axes and hatchets and knives. On the other, you know, 1,500 Republicans over here you know, and somebody screamed and they just fell on each other like they did in that movie. Boy, you talk about cathartic. Oh, my God. Oh, well. Oh, well. I still, like I said before I started that rant, I still advocate peaceful, legal change of government, even though the last change of government in this country, the last president, was not legal. It was illegal as hell. We all know it, you know, and Democrats have held us inside for 4 years. We know this. You know, it's given some of us gut spasms. Some of us has given colon cancer. We've held this inside, haven't we? And we have watched the technology being put out there by Diebold or Diebold or whatever that could guarantee that it happens again. And we've seen another list of suspected felons in Florida. And what was the big story of that list of suspected felons? It turned out there was another 5, 10, 20,000 African-Americans and not one single Hispanic-American. Right? Wasn't that, you know, which demonstrates the absolute criminality of, well, the entire Bush family. I mean, the whole family are criminals, thugs, liars, thieves, knaves, fools, destroyers of everything good in the United States of America ever since their spawn first set foot on this planet or on this continent. But I just hope that I hope the people who are there in New York do not let the situation degenerate into a police riot. Because this is not like, you know, this is not 68 Chicago where, you know, you see a bunch of blue helmets and cops with the nightsticks. Uh-uh. This is where our police departments have been thoroughly militarized. These are police departments now where you can take any 10, for example, New York City police officers, pick a city, but take any 10 New York City police officers and you can give them as much firepower as a 10-man squad going into combat in Iraq. I don't know. Helen is calling from Long Island. Helen, welcome to the program.
Oh, I feel like an Olympian who has been tested by waiting on the phone for you for 3 days.
did you go to the bathroom?
I was told each time to call back.
Oh, did you take, you know, time, Helen? Did you take time to go to the bathroom or get something to eat? Or
all of that is under control.
Good.
I'm a senior citizen, and you don't get too many of them calling in. But I live in a community where the senior citizens are almost the backbone of the progressive movement. They've been together as a group since, I think, the original fight against the Vietnam War started here. The anti-nuclear business started here.
Uh-huh.
So we have a pretty solid citizenry. We're okay. What I want to tell you is I wrote a verse, and it seems to me that it fits in very much with your temperament and your program, and I'd like to read it to you.
Okay, if you can hold on, because I have to take a break. Oh, God, I'm asking you to hold on again, Helen.
Hold on till I'm dead.
No, no, no! I'll come back. Just give me 3 minutes here, and I'll come right.
Okay.
All right. Helen's on hold. We'll come back here in just a second. Quick break. This is Air America Radio.
There's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic. It's called Clif Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs,
Then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm kind of an undecided, disgruntled Republican.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
I think that it should be a national holiday. Everybody should get off work so that everybody can go vote.
866-303-AAR0.
I haven't heard it mentioned that Ralph Nader money, a lot of it comes from the Travelers Association.
Call and let it rip.
On your comment about women doing their makeup in the car, we'll stop putting our makeup on as soon as you put the newspaper down in the car.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Okay, back to Helen, who has called in from Long Island, and Helen has...
Hello, Malloy.
And you have an original anti-Bush poem for me. Let it rip.
Yeah. Do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear,
okay.
Dear.
Verse a verse, GWB WMD, which stands for George W. Bush, Weapon of Mass Destruction. I'm Georgie the Bush, and I'm here to say that no matter how bad I did it my way, yesterday, today, tomorrow, I send the young off to die, all because I say so. There's not to reason why. I'm commander-in-chief. It's a great act. You see, I don't need to worry. God looks after me. So what if the fish are poisoned? And what if the mountains are torn? And what if the air is polluted while my brand new world is born? My Cheney, my Rumsfeld, my gang, we are good. We get it right. We've colored our views in the brightest of hues. As we lead from day to night, as we lead from day to night. That's it.
All right.
I like it. You like it?
You wrote that.
I wrote it.
Do you have a bulletin in your neighborhood? Do you have like a neighborhood paper?
Well, the neighborhood paper wouldn't print anything political like that. I read it to a group in a women's group yesterday, and they liked it.
Yeah.
I go to a, well, you know, I can read it to people with whom I have contact in Great Neck, and they'll like it, you know. But
yeah, something like that. Have it printed up and stand out in front of the grocery store and hand it out, Helen. What the hell? I mean, people need to, you know.
Well, that's an idea. Part of what happens is that I have to have other people to act as my printers and my whatever. And I get ideas, but I'm limited in how much I can do by myself.
Well, that's a good poem, and it shows that there's a lot of fire. I don't know how old you are, and I don't want
to... Well, there's a lot of fire in you. I'm that same kind of fire, but I'm much older, and I don't have your thorough, your education in all these matters, political and historical and so forth, is something that I absorb by listening to other people. I don't have it in my own history, but I think it's absolutely marvelous and nourishing to listen to you.
Well, thank you, Helen. I appreciate it. I hope you call in again. Next time you call in, when they say, okay, we're going to have to put you on hold, say, well, Mike Malloy said you're supposed to put me at the front of the line. All right?
How's your baby?
Oh, she's wonderful.
How old is she now?
She's 3 weeks and a day.
Oh, you'll be a great father. And
everything
depends on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you've got a great father, you're going to feel a great thing about yourself as you grow up.
Yeah.
It's very important.
As I grow up?
I mean, I'm saying one grows up.
Yeah,
any girl gets her great strength from her daddy, too, you know.
That's true. That's very true.
How she reacts to men, how much trust she has.
I know.
How much power she has.
That's
a lot.
Absolutely true.
Okay, so good luck to you.
Thank you, Helen.
I'll be listening to you. I told somebody, only today I told somebody, I was in a beauty salon, and this woman was talking about hating Bush, and so I read her my poem, and I told her to listen to you tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's your name?
I don't know her name.
Oh.
But she wouldn't call in, but she was very interested in hearing what you had to say.
Well, thanks for passing the word out. I appreciate that.
I will. I think you're a quality person, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Helen. You have a nice weekend.
You too.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
Bye. I love Helen. I love Helen. What a nice phone call. And I like, all right, she said she was a senior citizen. I like senior citizens that do poetry. My mother, bless her heart, used to do that. She did. And the reason I asked Helen about, my mother used to go to a senior center, and they had a bulletin there. What do you call it, Kathy? A little four-page newspaper that they publish every month. And my mother would have her some of her poems published there. And she also had them published in a couple of regional little publications around Northwest Ohio. But my mother was not did not write political poems like that. Her poems were kind of, what's the word I'm looking for, Kathy? More ethereal, more Longfellow-ish. But my mother was very, very old when she passed away. She was almost 90, and so she came from an entire different, almost a different century. Thank you, Helen. That was a wonderful poem. Story is calling from Sacramento. Story has been holding on for almost 2 hours. Hi, Story. Oh, no, don't tell me we can't hear Story. Story, are you there? Oh, no. All right. We may be having phone trouble. We've had some phone trouble. Let me try. We'll put Story back on hold. Let me go to Pat, who's calling in from Miami. Pat, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, good to hear your voice again. Glad you're back. Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
I just wanted to point out that wherever I go, whatever I see, whoever I listen to, it seems like nobody is employing any common sense on anything that the Bush administration is doing. A little bit here lately in the news, they've been pointing out that if Kerry does good mm-hmm. when his numbers rise, they have a terror alert or something like that. Mm-hmm. But very early on, I want to point this out to you and get your reaction to this. When the war first started, the first thing they did was say that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, right. They have poison, they have biochemical this and that and all this mm-hmm. stuff, and they're buried in 55-gallon drums all over Iraq.
Right, right.
Okay, then what's the next thing they did was do the shock and awe mm-hmm. all over Iraq.
That's right.
All right, well, doesn't it seem to you that if they really believed that there was all these chemicals and poisons, if they bombed the, mm-hmm. the whole country of Iraq, that they would have started hitting these and spewing poisons into the air.
Yeah,
and
right,
then what
right.
do they do? They send a tremendous barrage of our men, our young men, into this poison land.
All right, but Pat, they knew. The only people who didn't know was and we suspected, was the American public. The Bush crime family, they knew what they were doing. They knew there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Exactly.
They knew there was no risk. So, mm-hmm. You know, another reason to get them the hell out of office. Pat, I got to leave it there. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. You have a great weekend, okay?
Have a good weekend.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks, listen, a quick break. News at the top of the hour from Air America Radio, and then the final hour of the program, Uncle Mike's Story Corner coming up. You've got to hear this, and your phone calls. Stick around. This is Air America Radio.
Happy lunch.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-R-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day.
And if you ask me what I'll say,
Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oscar Mayer Original Bologna has quality meat, no fillers. For bologna you feel good about, you can count on Oscar.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Hurricane Charley made landfall Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. The eye of the storm reached the shore over the resort island of Captiva off southwest Florida, packing winds of 145 miles an hour. Just before making landfall, Charley made a sudden jog, taking the storm farther south than predicted. The storm continues to plow through the Florida Peninsula. National Hurricane Center Director Max Mayfield says, although the storm is weakening, it is still a powerful storm.
The winds have likely come down to Category 2 status, likely around 100 to 110 miles per hour in a very limited area. This is still a very powerful hurricane, and it's continuing to move towards the north-northeast, about 25 miles per hour.
The eye of the storm hit the Florida mainland near Fort Myers. Reporter Alan Black says there's a lot of damage in the Fort Myers area.
We have some homes with roofs that have been blown off of them. We've also have a lot of roofs with just shingles that have been blown off. We saw trees that were uprooted, simply taken up out of the ground and just sitting off to the side. Several road signs that got blown to a 90-degree angle and are hanging out over into lanes of travel.
Overseas, rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr appeared before his supporters Thursday. He was wearing bandages on his right arm and hand. Otherwise, he appeared fit and was able to hold a microphone in his right hand. The spokesman said that Sadr was injured in his chest, leg, and arm during clashes with U.S. Marines. Iraq's interior minister had denied the claim. U.S.-led forces have launched a major assault in Najaf to end an uprising by Sadr's followers. Sadr and several militants have been hiding in the Iman Ali Mosque. Witnesses say American troops have pulled back from that shrine. Outgoing New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy apparently will not be sued by his former aide, Golan Chappell, for sexual harassment. In announcing his resignation, which will take effect November 15th, Governor McGreevy admitted he's a homosexual and that he had an extramarital affair with another man. Meanwhile, the man who will succeed James McGreevy as governor of New Jersey addressed the media Friday afternoon for the first time since McGreevy's resignation. Glenn Schuck reports.
Richard Cody says he's prepared to take the reins of New Jersey government November 15th.
This is a time for the people's business, not for partisan politics. I am honored to take on this responsibility and will put my complete effort to the task ahead.
The 57-year-old father of two from West Orange adding that McGreevy resigned without any input from him. Now as to running next year for a full term of his own.
I'll be very candid, as I have been for the last day and a half. This is something I'm really... truthfully, not thinking about.
Glenn Schuck in New Jersey.
The 2004 Summer Olympics have officially been declared open in Athens by the President of Greece. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Monday on the Al Franken Show. Thank God it's Monday. That's right. Who needs summer weekends at the beach when you could be at your desk, at the office, clandestinely listening to our show while pretending to write up that sales report for your butthead boss? Come on, it'll be fun. Paul Krugman will put his nose to the grindstone and we'll meet another Democrat Monday.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanford on Air America Radio.
We'll be right back.
It's about 6.5 past the hour. I know at midnight Eastern time we lose our affiliate in New York City, but hopefully the people who listen in New York will switch over to the internet or are listening on satellite radio. Because during the break I got an email here from Glen Run, is that right? There's a website. You need to check this out. It's called shutitdownnyc.com. Shutitdownnyc.com. This is in response to what we were talking about. I was talking about with Timmy in Miami about the police riots in Chicago in 68. And very quickly, this says, the nation, entire world will be watching New York City during the Republican National Convention. With that many eyes on us, it's imperative New Yorkers send a loud message, one that strongly challenges the current administration's policies and shows the Republican Party that we've had enough. Enough intolerance, enough failed leadership, enough false promises, and enough exploitation of our city for political gain. Tom DeLay wants to go to the theater. Broadway shows? Shut it down. Lynn Cheney needs new cocktail dress. Shopping? Shut it down. James Inhofe likes four-star dining. Restaurants? Shut it down. Marilyn Musgrave enjoys ordering room service. Hotels? Shut it down. The most significant impact we can have as New Yorkers during the convention is simply not showing up. Boy, you talk about nonviolent resistance. I like that. September 1st is the perfect opportunity for New Yorkers who work in the city's service industries to call in sick. Actors, musicians, waiters, waitresses, retail salespeople, hotel staff. We know who keeps the city running, at least as far as the visitors are concerned. We have the power to shut it down. But the sacrifice should be shared, and we're challenging all New Yorkers who want to send the Republicans a strong message to shut it down and call in sick. On September 1st, the day before Bush's acceptance speech. There should be the maximum number of conventioners in town looking to see a show, go to dinner, shop that day. We can make it difficult if we shut it down. Sounds like a great idea to me. Gandhi would be proud. Isn't that a Gandhian tactic, Kathy? Isn't that what Gandhi did? Isn't that what Martin Luther King Jr. did? Shut it down. I got to keep this. Help me remember, if you would, Kathy, to mention this again Monday night when we have the New York, we have the New York audience back again. Shutitdownnyc.com. Check it out. Now, I only looked at their main page. You know, you may go into the website and it says, let's kill everybody. You know, I don't know. but if you just the front page here, this is really a good idea, I think. Okay, Rich is calling from West Virginia. Rich, welcome to the program.
Michael, thank you so much. That was
sure.
A good segue I wanted to berate you for saying that you screamed and yelled and ranted on the phone for all of us and that we would all just sit here and watch you go crazy. And I wanted you to know that you don't have the corner on going crazy, pal, because we're all going nuts about this stuff.
Oh, no, I understand, but I get a lot of emails from people that say just that. You know, they say, boy, I'm so glad to hear you rant and rave because, you know, it's a safety valve for me. And
yeah,
that's okay. No, no, don't misunderstand.
I don't misunderstand.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
After hanging on the phone for an hour and a half. But, Michael, your call screener asked me the question that I wanted to ask, and I mean no disrespect. And I called you back a year and a half ago and told you that I felt that there was a lot of love in your voice, even though that you screamed, ranted, and raved. And you told me at the time that it takes one to know one, and I still recognize that in you.
Uh-huh.
So I mean no disrespect by this question, Michael, and certainly not to your lovely wife and to your child. I've heard this question asked with different inflections before, and I do want to ask it now of you. Why would you bring a child into this world now?
Well, a part of it is ego.
It is, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Part of it is ego, because and I don't necessarily mean mine. I have five grown children and five grandchildren. but the ego inside Kathy, and by ego I mean the I am, that demands to be acknowledged in a way that animals acknowledge, especially human animals, acknowledge their existence. That's A. B, and maybe this is A, there is a genetic imperative. The real dominant life force on this planet is DNA, and it absolutely demands, if you're going to survive, to get into the next generation. I don't care if you are a flatworm, an ape, or a human being.
Yeah.
And the third, and maybe this is first, is because children truly are the last hope. And it is a challenge to... And a good challenge, and a right challenge, a morally correct challenge to bring a human being into existence the way Kathy and I have done, or anybody does, and teach that child what is just, what is justice, what is moral, what is ethical, to teach that child what ethical behavior is. I am not a religious person. I despise and loathe religion, but I
that
believe...
That is along the lines of theocracy, though.
Well,
Michael,
no, not at all, because I believe in kind of a quantum physics idea of positive and negative force operating in the universe on a subatomic level, and I believe that positive force can be... certainly not created, but it can be generated. You can take energy that is neutral in its charge, and quantum mechanics.
I'm sorry, my good brother, that's not a good enough answer. I love you
quantum,
so much.
Quantum mechanics teaches me that I can take energy and neutral energy and make it good.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, I don't even, you know, it doesn't matter if the answer satisfies you or not. You asked me.
No, it doesn't matter.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Satisfies you or not either.
Rich, hold on. Please don't interrupt. I hate that. Okay. Okay, I hate that. Don't interrupt. All right, I hate that. No. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'll do that. You ask me a question, I'm giving you the answer, and it doesn't matter whether you agree with my answer or not. You ask me a very personal question. What I should have said is, it's none of your damn business. But because I respect the people that call this program, I give you an answer. That does not give you the right to take an answer on a personal question to that degree. Why did I and my wife bring a child into this world and then, you know, pop me with your towel and tell me it's not a good answer? Okay, now that's it. We're going to end the phone call here, and I'm going to move on. But when you ask a question like that, my friend, how dare you challenge the answer? And I don't care what you said to me a year and a half ago. Okay, it doesn't matter to me. It was a step right up to the edge of the abyss for me at my age to bring a child to life, because I know. I'm old enough. I doubt seriously if I'm going to live to see this child reach her maturity, like my other children. It's going to rest on Kathy's shoulders, and hopefully, if she remarries when I die. That it'll rest on that her second husband's shoulders. So the question you ask me is extremely personal. It's more personal than asking me if I've ever cheated on my wife, for example. It's a very personal question. And don't make the mistake, my friend, of asking me a question that personal and then challenging my answer, because I want to say, how dare you? Understand what I'm saying? Okay. I hope that comes through loud and clear. And plus, you got to keep popping out those liberals to keep fighting the good fight. There's always that, too, you know. Of course, watch what happens, Kathy. We will do our damnedest to raise this child as a liberal. And in her rebellion years, she'll say, "No, I'm a Republican!" Oh, my God. And we bring her into the studio with us every night. And Air America is such a wonderful network that they allow us to do it. You know, they don't say, "Oh, no, you got to get a babysitter." Because Kathy nurses, and this kid eats every hour and a half. It doesn't make any difference if we're on the air or on the moon. This child is going to eat. So she sits here, lays here in her bassinet, you know, 3 weeks and a day old, just cute as a button. You want to see what she looks like, go to MikeMalloy.com and go in the gallery, and there's some pictures of her. And we love her to death, but that's the answer to the question. All right, your phone calls when we come back. Stay. Oh, and Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
Don't think that I don't need ya. Don't think I don't want to please ya. But no child of mine will be barren. The name of shame is in the word. Love child, never quite
at school. Welcome to What's on My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Road must have a code that you can live by, and so be become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their fathers have it slowly go by.
It's about 22 past the hour. I'm Mike Storycorner coming up right after the break at the bottom of the hour. Joseph is calling from Las Vegas. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Hello, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
I just want to thank you for your positive message, quite honestly. It's very nice to hear somebody with enthusiasm about anything, but you've picked a great thing to be enthusiastic about.
Okay, well, you're welcome, and thank you for tuning in.
Yes. I was just simply, I'm wondering about a lot of things these days, but I was simply wondering how you might feel about this. I quite honestly think the Republican Party is acting exactly the way it should not to get elected. I quite honestly don't think that they want to be in office when the economy collapses under, you know, we've only seen the tip of the iceberg with Enron and Halliburton and so on and so forth. I personally think that the economy is swimming in fraud right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a matter of degrees, but quite honestly, I think, I mean, I'm in global corporate accounting, and about 60% of the corporations that I work for have been, you know, I've been able to detect that they're operating fraudulently.
Yeah.
You know, I've written the SEC and the FBI and so on and so forth about $60 million journal entries that involve tax fraud. No bites.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is being enforced.
Well, let me respond because you bring up a very good point, Joseph. The argument can be made, maybe, that best to just let the Republican Party stew in this vile toilet that they've created, whether it's international relations or the economy, the environment. The problem with that, and like I say, if you want to, I can make a good argument for that. The problem with that is that we all go down when somebody reaches for the handle and flushes this mess. We all go with it. So.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that can be done here is Democrats and the American public are going to have to bite the bullet and say, okay, the Bush crime family has put us into an unfathomable hole from a budgetary standpoint. The fraud that you're talking about under Bush, I'm sure it is rampant. I'm the Bush crime family. This is what they thrive on. This is mother's milk to them. I'm sure that you know, the wink, wink, nudge, nudge was to corporate America, go ahead, steal what you can. Do just like we're doing, steal everything that isn't nailed down. As far as international relations, George W. Bush and his criminal administration have trashed our agreements, our treaties. In other words, we are in a world of hurt, and you can substitute a different word for the word hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do we do? As far as I'm concerned, we have to have Democratic leadership, Democratic big D leadership, get us out of this. Just like Clinton pulled us back from the brink that 12 years of Reagan and that moronic Pappy Bush took us to, and Clinton, it took him 3 or 4 years to get the wheels turning, and then look what he did. Look what he did. And look how quickly this Bush crime family has trashed it. So it's going to be rough. The first couple years, the first 3 years of the next Democratic administration, the Kerry administration, is going to be rough. It's going to be hell. And every single filthy, degenerate radio talk show host in America, other than the ones that are identifiably liberal, that includes everybody on this network, they are going to be pounding and pounding and pounding on the Kerry administration. They are going to try to convince the American public to take to the streets with guns and Molotov cocktails, because Republicans are vile animals, every single one of them. They are religious freaks, and they would do anything to destroy this country, because that's what they like to do. They are destroyers. They are from hell. They are destroyers. So it's going to be rough. And the only thing, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing that's going to pull us back is a Democrat, not just a Democratic executive branch, but somehow I'm hoping that there's one more political miracle left in the quiver, and that the either the House or the Senate or both, I think the House we can write off, but either the House or the Senate or both also wind up in Democratic Party control. And that's about all I have to say on that.
And the Supreme Court as well.
Well, the Supreme Court.
We're looking at 50 years of fascism if Bush selects three members of the Supreme Court.
That's absolutely true. So I hope that these brain dead religious freaks, the thousands of them that turn out for these Bush rallies, I hope they all stay home. I hope all their cars don't start on Election Day, November 2nd. I hope they all develop a case of the flu, nothing fatal, just enough to say, oh, well, I can't go to the polls. That's right. You know, I hope there is some political miracle left that will save this country. And I hope that every single Democrat, every single liberal, every single progressive, every single Republican that may still have working parts left in their brains will vote this criminal administration into the sewer where it belongs. That's what I hope.
Certainly.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joseph. I appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate
Take
your
care.
All right. Ah. Nick is calling from Michigan. Nick, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Nick.
I've been sitting here waiting to talk to you. Wow. There are a lot of people I talk to about things, and I think I've heard Viva la Revolution more times than I even care to remember.
Yeah.
But I think you may be one person that can actually understand me, so you don't know what a relief it is to finally get through to you.
Okay. Hey, can I put you on hold? Got to put
yes.
you on hold.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but, you know, this is radio. Put you on hold and come back to you right after the break, which we have to take now. You're listening to Air America Radio.
Now Republicans and Democrats and independents, too. Well, they all like what W's done. I know that you will, too. George W. Bush will give the country a push. Put us back on the road to what's right and true. George W. Bush is going to give us a push. He's the man who do what's right.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WebEx.com.
Bills, 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 paying my bills. Adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops. I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right?
Nice
sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chivers.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Majority Report.
Hello, my name's Janine Garofalo.
And I'm Sam Suda.
Sunday, on the Best of the Majority Report, Pearl Jam frontman Eddie Vedder. Yes, the Eddie Vedder I have a crush on.
Gary Hart, former senator and presidential candidate, tells us what he knew, when he knew it, and how the Bush administration and the 9/11 Commission refused to listen. Plus, Air America's own Randy Rhodes drops by for a visit.
That's Sunday on the Best of the Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. All right, back to Nick in Michigan. Nick, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Good to
see
you.
Okay, good.
Well, as I was telling your wife, oh, congratulations on your daughter, by the way.
Thank you.
As I was telling your wife, I study wars
no,
and
that,
revolutions.
No, that was Linda. Linda's in New York. My wife is here in Atlanta, but
oh.
That's okay.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah, the call's good in New York.
I'm glad I got that one straightened out. Okay, anyway,
okay.
As I was telling Linda, I study wars and revolutions as a hobby. It's a twisted hobby, I know, but I do. And there's a certain pattern you start to notice after a while when sort of a nation's kind of on its way out, so to speak, starting at Rome, coming all the way through to Argentina and continuing, and America is in the later stages of that pattern. And what we're seeing with the media, what we're seeing with the Democrats slash Republicans, what we're seeing with Ralph Nader, what we're seeing in the public, from the glorification of violence to the glorification of war, to thinking that fighting and killing each other makes one a hero, this is the end stages of an empire. And my personal belief is that America is about to fall.
See, I understand that theory, and from an historic point of view, it makes great sense. But I make a conscious decision not to believe it, even though history is on your side of the argument, or not argument, but your point of view. And I fully acknowledge that. I fully acknowledge that. But I choose not to accept all these historical precedents, and I'll tell you why. Because we do have the history to take a look at. If we were just another monolithic, imperialistic, empire-seeking country to a greater degree than what we are, then it would be true. Capitalism does seek to control and exploit. But we have, in theory, and please, all my socialist friends, don't jump me on this one. We have, in theory, capitalism with a heart or a soul. That is regulated capitalism. I do believe there are enough people capable of leadership in this country who would not be of the imperial mindset, who are not Genghis Khan, who are not Alexander the Great, who are not whomever, who are not members of the Roman ruling class during the time of the Roman Empire, who are not Christian conquerors who take over indigenous populations and kill them and destroy them and clothe them and so on and so forth. I do believe, I have to believe, I must believe that. Now, I'm probably wrong, but that doesn't mean I don't hold on. This is my faith. My faith is this. It has nothing to do with cloud beings or talking snake theories of creation. It has to do with the idea that human beings can, and some of us have, evolved to the point where we can transcend just a little bit our base nature, and that we can get out of our heads just a little bit and into a spiritual flow. And if that is the case, then we don't have to repeat history. We just don't have to do it. So history is on your side totally, Nick. Historical fact is on your side, on the side of the argument or the point of view that you're offering, and I fully acknowledge that. But I cannot yet buy into it.
And I want you to be right. I mean, every optimistic part of me wants you to be right and wants to believe that.
Right.
But every time I really start to get kind of a good vibe going and really thinking, you know, maybe there's hope. Like, I listen to Air America and I'm thinking, people know. You know, we're not being led down a trail by a ring in our nose. We know. We can see it.
Sure.
And then whenever I start talking to people and they talk about, well, those cursed Iraqis, they bombed America and they attacked America. We'll crush them. And I'm thinking, ow. How can you be this blind? How can this happen? You talk religion. You and I feel the same about religion, believe me. And I'll hear, you know, well, God tells me. What did God tell you? Please, enlighten me. What did God tell you?
I know, I understand.
Did he sit down at your breakfast table and tell you, I like this coffee, but I think Sanka is better? I don't think so.
Yeah, I know.
You know, what did God tell you?
I know.
And we're being mired into a religious war?
Yeah,
and people are fighting this?
It's pretty horrible.
You know, I want you to be right, Mike. I really do. But
all right, well, just, you know.
The facts just tell me what we can't stop them.
Okay, you got to do what you did when you were 7 years old. Keep your fingers crossed. Don't step on a crack. Break your mother's back. All right, Nick,
right,
I got to move on. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, I understand what Nick's talking about. I really do. We better do Uncle Mike's Story Corner if we're going to do it before the night is finished. Hey, got your hot chocolate and your jammies? I mean, it is getting late, right? Okay, gather around. Pull up a little a piece of the rug here. And this is in the Minneapolis Star Tribune today. The president was visiting Mankato, Minnesota, and Tim Walz wanted to see him. A teacher who has 23 years of service in the National Guard, and who recently returned home from overseas, Tim Walz wanted to hear his commander-in-chief. He did. But only after being threatened with arrest and subjected to a political interrogation. Welcome home, good and faithful soldier. You may see the president, but keep your mouth shut. Mr. Walz, 40, supports John Kerry, but you don't need to know what Walz believes, and neither did the Bush campaign workers who interrogated him when he went to see the president speak in a Mankato quarry on August 4th. I hope I'm pronouncing the name of that town right. The Bush visit was a huge event in Mankato, which had not hosted a president since Harry Truman. Walz got a ticket without trouble, but others were refused because they didn't seem rah-rah enough, including two teens rejected because they were baby Democrats. One of the kids had his mom get tickets for the boys in their names. The mom asked Walz to chaperone the boys. But the kids would not get to see the president. Only supporters got into the quarry where Bush spoke to a sanitized crowd of 7,000. Not one person carried a sign in protest, but one listened without applauding. It was Walz, and his thoughts were his own, unless someone was scanning his brain. I was uncomfortable, says Walz, who joined the National Guard at 17 and teaches geography at Mankato West High School. Where else in America will you find 7,000 people, he asks, who agree on anything? Walz is a first sergeant in the 125th Field Artillery Battalion in New Ulm, Minnesota. He returned in April from duty, providing security at a U.S. base in Italy. He has too much respect for the office of president to heckle one, but he almost got busted for escorting those baby Democrats. After riding a Bush bus to the quarry, Walz and the kids got off to go through the metal detectors and have their IDs checked. Bush officials took the kids aside and thoroughly inspected them. When one was discovered to have a carry sticker on his wallet, they were ordered back onto the bus. Walz objected, and he was asked to leave too. "You're not welcome," a Bush guy said. "Get back on the bus." Walz said he had a right to see the president. "Do you support the president?" a Bush guy asked. "I didn't say that," said Walz. "Then you're an opponent." "I didn't say that either," said Walz, thinking it was nobody's business. "If you don't get on that bus," the guy said, "you'll be detained by the Secret Service for interfering with a presidential event." "I don't want to get arrested," Walz said. "My wife will get mad because I'm supposed to pick up our daughter, Hope, who's 3, and make dinner. Do you really want to arrest someone who just got back from overseas because he wants to see the president?" The Bush guys backed down. They said they'd do him a favor if he behaved himself. He ignored the insult. They said the Secret Service was watching him, and they let him in. A week later, Walz is appalled by the freedom-loving citizens who say he shouldn't have gone to see the president. Walz says the attitude is that if you're not a supporter, why would you go? It's really disappointing. What happened to being able to listen to the other side? He asked. Well, Walz listened, and he made up his mind. On Wednesday, he was named Blue Earth County Manager of the Kerry campaign. In case you've forgotten how America works, that does not make him disloyal, and no one can say he's not informed. Unlike many people, Tim Walz has gotten to see the president. It's Mankato, Minnesota. Thanks to folks who live in that area who sent me the email. Nick Coleman wrote that for the Star Tribune in, I guess, Minneapolis. Can you imagine? But see, that happens all the time now, right? Now, by coincidence, Jenny Bean, our Rhode Island bureau chief, wrote in, "Hi, Mike, I have an honest question for conservatives here, but I can't find anyone to answer it. And I don't mean neocons. I mean brainwashed people like my father-in-law. Hardworking blue-collar men who believe the news unquestioningly and think that Republicans are good and all liberals are crazy hippies. You know what I mean. Anyway, how is it that they have actually gotten to the point where they believe it's okay that people need to sign those fidelity clauses in order to go hear the president talk? That people can be taken away in handcuffs for wearing the wrong T-shirts? I know that I can go around and around with them about everything else. The conservatives always have some argument to counter what seems like common sense to me. But to me, this just seems like everything America stands against. To make us give our names, our social security numbers, sign allegiance to the president, to go see him speak? I just want one conservative person to let me know how they can justify that." Jenny. Well, Jenny, you know and I know you're not going to get an answer. The answer is simply because that's how God wants it. This is Air America Radio.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob, meet Becky, is more like E. coli meets Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
About 9 minutes before the hour, and before I forget, let me thank the people who made the program possible tonight. The program was engineered in New York by Colin Tipton. Linda Blake answered your calls. No, we're not married. Married to Kathy Bay. Thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. I want you to visit the site, airamericaradio.com. Please go there. A lot of fun stuff there, and it'll link you to mikemalloy.com. Also, thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com and my producer here in Atlanta, Kathy Bay. And if we don't have a chance to say it, have a great weekend. Protest, raise some hell, do something to restore democracy. You'll feel a lot better. Really. Absolutely. Okay, where are we? Bob in Mill Valley, California. Bob, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
I wanted to thank you for your earlier dramatic ode to outrage that you voiced so eloquently. And I immediately called, after listening to you, the Cary Rapid Response team. And, of course, at this time of the evening, I was able to leave a message. Uh-huh. And I thought it might be, again, nice to put that number out over the air so your callers can and listeners can know that number.
Is that 202-712-3000?
That's the number.
Okay, 202-712-3000.
In past weeks, I've left several messages, and it has been comforting, at least to some extent, to at least talk with a live voice during the day. And in the evening tonight, I was able to leave my thoughts about the latest hubris and opprobrium out of this Pinocchio White House.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot for your show. I think you're making the message clear, and I had to call personally Nancy Pelosi maybe a month and a half ago when she finally, at long last, used the word incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few days ago, spoke with our local congresswoman in 6th District of California and asked her point blank what was the Congress doing about the possible indefinite postponement of the election. And she assured me that there, as of Saturday last, was 190 signatures on a declaration sent to the executive branch stating that under no circumstance would that be allowed.
Well, that's certainly good news, isn't it?
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
No, unless I misunderstood you, that they won't allow the elections to be canceled, right?
There are 190 signatures as of Saturday, and she was quite clear that they're still fighting to put more names on the list. But
right.
I am scared to death of an October-November surprise, as we all are well aware.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. So am I. I put nothing past the Bush crime family. They have no respect for life, no respect for the rule of law, no ethics and no morality. So anything is possible. They could drop a bomb on Chicago and set it up so it appeared to be an attack by some alien force. Nothing is beyond the reach in terms of criminality of what these people will do. The only thing that's held them in check to this point is that they haven't had to do anything. That's it.
Precisely. I agree wholeheartedly there. And so I guess a final point is that your mention of where is the spine, I think if we, as a large voice across the country, made it clear to the to outlets like the Cary Rapid Response number and others that we want that message there, they will be more forceful in the airwaves and what little of the news media we have, since so much of that has been co-opted.
Right. All right. Well, that makes sense to me.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
All right, sir. You do the same. Thanks for checking in. Do we have time to... Mike is calling from East Hampton. Hey, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Well, I want to actually congratulate you on your newborn. I'm actually a semi-new father myself. I have a 16-month-old. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're still
new.
To
there. Yeah, so congratulations to you.
Thanks.
But... actually, you know, I just tuned into you for the first time last night and was really impressed with you. Actually, any guy who plays the Clash on the radio, I really like. But one point I wanted to make to you and your listeners, actually, if you really want to aggravate the, particularly like the far religious right who are you know, so anti-gay,
sure,
you know, and all that,
right,
you really want to aggravate them, you can point out to them that the Bush administration and the people within the administration are the people who are largely responsible for the codification of gay marriage here in Massachusetts. The fact of the matter is George Bush's ambassador, or now soon to be former ambassador to Canada, Paul Cellucci, our former governor, was the one who appointed the majority of the votes for gay marriage in Massachusetts. And, in fact, Andy Card, his chief of staff.
You're talking about the state Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court here in Massachusetts,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Andy Card himself was in to testify in on behalf of Margaret Marshall, who's our, you know, head of the Supreme Court for us here in Massachusetts.
Right.
And he's like this, you know, he's, you know, Bush's right-hand man in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to start aggravating these people, you can point that out to them. I know that we have a small religious right community out here, and I always point that out to them here in Massachusetts. It really aggravates the living hell out of them. So I think that, and if you ever get any of these people actually calling you up on this issue, I think if you point that out to them, that it just goes to the basic hypocrisy of this administration.
Yeah, good point.
They really just, you know, I mean, I like the way you take them on and the way you take on the conservatives, and I just want to compliment you on that. The only thing I would criticize you on, actually, is I wish you'd take on a little bit more of the far left of our party that are leaning towards Nader. Because, I mean, this guy...
I gave up on that. I just hate to get in that discussion, Mike. I've lost friends over that discussion, so I tend to stay away. Listen, we're out of time, but I'll tell you, if you want to hear more than just last night and tonight's program, I forgot to mention this, you can go to a website, whiterosesociety.org, and you'll find all sorts of archives there, not just in my program, but Randy Rhodes and a bunch of liberal talk show hosts. But if you're curious about what I've done other than these last two nights, check it out, whiterosesociety.org, and you'll find not just me, but archives there of lots
of... Well, I really like Randy Rhodes. I've been very impressed with her on America.
Well, a lot of her programs are there. So check
all right.
Mike,
thanks.
We got a boogie.
Yeah.
Thank you,
have
sir.
Good night.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
You checking in. Yeah, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Y'all have been great this week. I can't believe it. What's this, the end of our second week here on Air America Radio? I'll see you Monday night, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind.
America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Hurricane Charley made landfall Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. The eye of the storm reached the shore over the resort island of Captiva off southwest Florida, packing winds of 145 miles an hour. Just before making landfall, Charley made a sudden jog, taking the storm farther south than predicted. The storm continues to plow through the Florida Peninsula. National Hurricane Center Director Max Mayfield says, although the storm is weakening, it is still a powerful storm.
The winds have likely come down to Category 2 status, likely around 100 to 110 miles per hour in a very limited area. This is still a very powerful hurricane, and it's continuing to move towards the north-northeast, about 25 miles per hour.
The eye of the storm hit the Florida mainland near Fort Myers. Reporter Alan Black says there's a lot of damage in the Fort Myers area.
We have some homes with roofs that have been blown off of them. We've also have a lot of roofs with just shingles that have been blown off. We saw trees that were uprooted, simply taken up out of the ground and just sitting off to the side. Several road signs that got blown to a 90-degree angle and are hanging out over into lanes of travel.
Overseas, rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr appeared before his supporters Thursday. He was wearing bandages on his right arm and hand. Otherwise, he appeared fit and was able to hold a microphone in his right hand. The spokesman said that Sadr was injured in his chest, leg, and arm during clashes with U.S. Marines.